This is Helen Todd doing what she does for a living, sing opera. And Todd will sing this role, Mimi, in Puccini's La Bohème, this Saturday as part of Sugar Creek Symphony and Song in her hometown of Watseka, population 5,700, the biggest town in sparsely populated Iroquois County. It may seem an unlikely spot for a classical music festival, but the project has won a lot of local supporters, including Kay Nagel. When she heard about plans for La Bohème in Watseka, she corralled 8 of her neighbors into a Watseka opera study group. Nagel can now tell you a lot about La Bohème and Giacomo Puccini, but she says the prospect of seeing Helen Todd sing opera is what really fascinates her.
Our star is our hometown girl, Helen Todd, and most of us know Helen, and most of us at some time, of course, have heard her sing.
Stephen Quick didn't join the study group, but he did help build the special stage for La Bohème that was put together in 3 days and moved over to the middle school auditorium.
Well, Helen Todd Stahl is used to live across the street from us, and we were neighbors for years. She and my children grew up together, and we've known each other since right after we moved to town. She wanted to come back and do this performance, and she asked me to help out with the stage and other things, and I told her that I'd be more than happy to help her out.
Helen Todd has sung with opera companies across the country, but Watseka residents have heard her sing right in town as she was growing up.
I was singing for, alumni dinners and nursing homes, county fairs, talent contests. So people got familiar with me because they would hear me sing in a performance. And they were always so supportive. And so then they started seeing my mom at work and saying, how is she doing, or stopping me in school. So I got a lot of positive feedback from my performances because they were used to seeing me perform live at a very young age.
Some of these people, supporters and financial backers of Sugar Creek Symphony and Song, gathered last week at a local banquet hall. The cast of the opera had arrived in town the day before, and they performed show tunes and light opera selections at this Get Acquainted Opera Dinner. Flutist and conductor Ransom Wilson, Sugar Creek's musical director, told the gathering that seeing this festival come together was a miracle for a town as small as Watseka.
And the first miracle is going to be this opera, which I cannot believe that we're doing. We're in the middle of a cornfield. I can't believe it. It's a miracle. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And, thank you.
Light is bitter, stars have lost their glitter.
Helen Todd, who sang this Harold Arlen standard at the opera dinner, Sugar Creek is a miracle that had its origins on a date nearly 2 years ago, September 11th, 2001. Todd lives in suburban Cleveland, but because of an engagement with the New York City Opera, was in Manhattan when terrorists struck the World Trade Center. At the end of a harrowing day, she met up with an old Watseka High School classmate turned New Yorker, John Whitman.
We didn't know if the morning would come. And so when I saw John in New York, I was so relieved to see somebody that knew me and my family and my hometown and me as a child. It was the only moment that I felt safe. And we kind of helped each other through that. And we wanted to be home so bad because home meant safety.
To say that the impact it had on me was profound would be an understatement.
John Whitman works in Manhattan as an editor for Random House.
And one of the things that came out of that was more of a turning inward to ask what I believed in and what my philosophy in life was and what my accomplishments would be while I was living. And that applies to relationships, it applies to career, and it applies to what we're doing here.
Whitman and Todd say their desire to reconnect and give something back to their hometown eventually inspired them to organize a music festival in Watseka, Sugar Creek Symphony and Song, named after a creek that joins the Iroquois River at Watseka, is meant in part to attract visitors to the town, which, like many small rural communities, has suffered from dwindling jobs and waning population. Joe Witte is president of Watseka's First Trust and Savings Bank, which is helping underwrite the festival. He says he hopes it draws visitors from Chicago, Indianapolis, and other surrounding areas.
Then we're hoping when they're here, when they can see this superior music that's going on, they'll also see what type of superior community we have. And maybe they'll bring their factory here.
But while backers and organizers see the economic development potential of Sugar Creek Symphony and Song, the festival's main offering is music. Watseka convenience store owner and Sugar Creek board member Gary Martin has two daughters pursuing musical careers. But he says such options are often overlooked in a small town. He hopes the musicians who come to Watseka to perform in the festival will alert area young people to the possibilities around them.
And if we can inspire one or more or any number of young people to appreciate the arts and to appreciate music and pursue it as a career, either to perform or to teach, then that's a side benefit that most people aren't even talking about.
This song from a Franz Lehár operetta was sung at the opera dinner by tenor Mark Thompson, who will play Rodolfo to Helen Todd's Mimi in La Boheme. Todd and John Whitman say they were planning just a vocal recital for the first year of the festival, but that community support has been so strong, they were able to afford a more ambitious schedule. The opera production on Saturday and a violin recital and string orchestra concert on Sunday, putting the symphony in Sugar Creek Symphony and Song. I'm Jim Meadows.